Hey, what's going on? This is Aaron Luttrell. Thanks for checking out Real Talk Real Estate. Normally, I've been going live at 5, but I thought I'd give it a change here and go live at 9 because I realize there's probably a lot of people who are driving home from work or commuting at that time or maybe even are at work. So I thought maybe I'd give it a different time of day so that there's a better opportunity for more people to be able to check out my show. So today, I'm just now got back into the office, so I'm kind of doing this off the cuff, off the fly real quick here because I just sat down with a home buyer and we went through a purchase agreement and he had a lot of questions and different things because it was one of the first times he's bought a home in a while, only bought one of their home before. And unlike some agents who love to do things electronically, I like using digital stuff. I love using technology, but anytime I'm writing an offer for the first time, I love to sit down with my clients and do it face to face because I think there's a lot of things that are in the contract that could be miscommunicated, could be misunderstood. It's an 8-page document that outlines everything that happens from the day you write the offer to the day you move in the home, and I think that offer needs to be gone over with a fine-tooth comb to some extent and really answer all the questions that can happen. So, like I said, purchase agreements is what I'm going to be talking about today. This is a live show, so feel free if you have an opportunity. I am trying to keep everything up on my computer so I can see what's going on. So if you've got questions, let me know. I want to try to answer those live. Love doing that whenever we're doing this show. So if there's anything I can answer or anything I can help you with, I'd love to see your comments on the show. So as I mentioned, purchase agreements, what we're talking about today, they are 8-page documents that the buyer fills out to make the offer on the home that they want to purchase. It outlines every single detail and every single aspect of what you can expect or what you hope to expect throughout the real estate transaction. Obviously, there are going to be times that there's going to be some unforeseen things that can come up, and we'll kind of go through that here a little bit as well. The first thing that's going to be on a purchase agreement is obviously going to be who the brokers are if the property is listed and the agent who's representing the buyer. We always outline that so everyone knows who is being represented by what party in the transaction. And then we describe who the buyer is, and that will just say buyer on the rest of the contract so we know exactly who's purchasing the property. And then we enter the description of the property that is being sold. The first thing that we're going to do is obviously put the address of the property, but we also want to make sure we have such a great description of the property that there's no possible way that we are inadvertently selling the wrong home or maybe that we're describing the wrong tract of land. So there's no discrepancy and there's no question as to what is being sold. So it's got the address of the property, the county it's located in, the township it's located in. It's got a brief legal description of the property. So everything is lined out in detail of what is being conveyed by the seller to the buyer. The other thing that we're going to do is we're going to talk about anything that's being included with the property. If there's any kind of personal property, like range, refrigerator, dishwasher, microwave, washer, dryer, other kinds of personal property that may be included with the transaction. Then we get into the price, and that's going to be the price that the buyer is offering to the seller for the total price that they're offering for the property to purchase everything that has been included in that property section that we're lining out. Another thing that a lot of people don't know about when you're buying a home is about earnest money. Your earnest money is what's known as your good faith deposit. It's money that you put down with your offer to show that you are making some kind of serious offer. It's your good faith. It's the money that you're putting up to say, hey, I'm very serious about the offer that I'm making. It's also known as consideration, which is typical in other contracts that are being offered between parties. So that's going to be in there as well. Next, you're going to talk about financing, and then you get into your deadlines. That's going to line out the time for making your formal application for the financing. It's going to also offer the opportunity for you to know your exact timeline for getting approval for your mortgage. It's going to let you know how long it's going to take for the closing, which is generally going to be about 30 to 45 days if you are doing any kind of financing, or it's going to be a little bit quicker turnaround if you're looking at something for like a cash transaction. Now, the thing that I like to point out that a lot of people don't realize is when you put a closing deadline on the offer that you're making, you're basically stating that we're going to close on or before this date. Now, the thing that you need to know is that is a moving target. It's not necessarily set in stone. When you make that offer, I always tell my buyers, don't go ask an offer work. Don't go hire your moving trucks. Do not do anything because we don't know 100% with any kind of certainty that that is actually going to be the day that we close on your home. It is our target time. That is the time that we're going to try to aim for, but sometimes we're ready to go before that and sometimes we're ready to go after that. We're also going to talk about possession of the property. Here in the area, in the market that I live in, a seller is generally going to retain possession of their home for about 30 days after they close on a home. So if you're looking at purchasing a home that is occupied by a seller, you may be looking at about 60 to 75 days, depending on how quickly the financing turns around, and then the 30 days possession that the seller is going to retain that you may have to hold on to or wait until you take possession of the property that you're purchasing. So that's something that a lot of people don't realize. This is a question that I get asked all the time about how quickly we're going to be able to move into the house after we make the offer. So that's all taken care of. It also outlines in the purchase agreement who's going to maintain the property, pay the utility bills, all of those things. So it's a really great document that goes through and lets you know all of the things that are necessary to know, all the things that are good to know about purchasing a home. And I think it's just great to have that as a face-to-face conversation, because there's a lot of questions that come up, even with a seasoned buyer. You know, I've been in real estate for almost 12 years now. When I started, the purchase agreement was like 4.5 pages long, and we're up to 8 pages now on that document. It is a living document that changes year to year because of different situations that arise and different things that have happened throughout the year, different terms that have come about because of changes in laws and other things that are going on. So I like to make sure that I'm staying up to date with everything that's going on there. So that is really what I wanted to talk about today, specifically on the purchase agreement. Don't know if anyone's got any specific questions that they'd like to ask. It is open on the comments that you can go ahead and have there. I do see that there was a question that says, how much is that? Don't know specifically what I asked at that point to figure out what the question was. Maybe it was, how much is the closing? There's a lot of closing costs that are on the purchase agreement that a lot of people don't understand, which I think I've talked about in another episode of Real Talk Real Estate. So if you got any questions there, let me know sometime. I'll do an entire episode on the closing costs, who pays what, what's typical, what is included in closing costs when a buyer asks for those as well. Earnest money is the question of how much is that. So earnest money is actually not a required amount of money that is being paid. Different areas have different things that they say is what you should do. There's really no set standard of what earnest money is. I've heard some people say 1% of the purchase price is a good amount to put down as earnest money. I've heard some people say $500, $1,000. Basically, what I say is you need to put down what you're comfortable with to make sure that you are explaining and telling the seller that you actually have some skin in the game and that you are making a serious offer and you're not just throwing a number out at them. The seller does have an option at any point in time. If they don't think that the earnest money deposit that was offered by the buyer is enough, that they can counter that and ask for additional money. So that is something that can be done. Also, I want to get back to real quickly, as I talked about earlier, the closing being a moving target. I had a situation recently with a buyer of mine that we were purchasing a foreclosure property. The property was actually not in horrible condition. It was in a position that it does need some renovations and different things that are going to be going on. And my buyer was actually making an offer contingent upon a renovation on that property as well. Doing about a $60,000 to $80,000 renovation. It's going to be a really nice home when they get done with it. So the home was owned by Fannie Mae, was a foreclosure property. Everything was going along nice and smooth. We had a closing deadline set of February 16th, and we got to a point where we weren't 100% ready to close. There were certain things that we were waiting on. Got an extension done, asked for an additional week to close. They went ahead and gave us till the end of the month of February. Well, we're ready to go on February 23rd. Everything's done, and we get to a point where, unfortunately, the title work wasn't completed and there were some things that were holding us up. So we were told February 23rd and then was told, sorry, that's not going to work. And it was pushed back to the following Monday after that weekend. And then unfortunately, on that Monday, we weren't ready to go. And then on February 28th, we had a closing set for 11 a.m. Still didn't have the documents we needed. It got pushed back to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Still didn't have the documents we needed. Got pushed back to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Guess what? Still didn't have the documents we needed. So we got pushed back again and again and again. And obviously, this was a very frustrating situation for my buyer. And unfortunately, they didn't realize that these things can be very common in transactions. And unfortunately, there are certain things that people don't realize that happen that are very typical during real estate transactions. What you need to have is a good agent that you're working with who is a very good communicator and is keeping you posted on the things that are going on, as well as a local lender, someone you can talk to so that you know what's going on with everything that they're doing. And honestly, I was very fortunate to have a phenomenal agent on the other side of the transaction as the listing agent when I was representing the buyer, who was also very instrumental and very helpful in making sure I got all the information that I needed to be able to pass along to my buyer. Communication is 100% the name of the game of things that is most important in any real estate transaction. So you want to make sure you have a professional who's a great communicator and is keeping you informed on everything that is going on. So that's kind of what I want to talk about today as far as purchasing a home. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it after you make the offer, after you get the offer accepted, and all the stuff that goes into inspections and everything after that. But those are big things that I really think a lot of people don't know about when they're making their initial offer on the home. And it's something that I wanted to make sure I got out there for everybody who's interested in purchasing any kind of property. So if you've got any other specific questions, always let me know in the comments down below. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Also, if you got any topics you want me to talk about, I'm going to be going live at 9 from now on, hopefully being able to capture a little bit more attention for more people who want to know what's going on with Real Talk Real Estate. As always, you can give me a shout at 812-779-6273 to let me know any questions you have that you may not want on air, or send me an email at aaron@theaaronadvantage.com. I'd love to get a conversation started, so let me know what you want to hear about. Hope you had a great day. I'll talk to you next week.